Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Scripture says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Let's listen in as Pastor Joel breaks down the reality of the scripture, as he concludes last week's message entitled, Feeding on the Faithfulness of God.
Well, Jesus explains the difference between physical food, right? And the food which is of the Spirit. That's what he's talking about. Most important in this passage is the fact that Jesus explains that he is the bread from heaven. Jesus is the bread from heaven. And he says that whomever eats of it will live forever. All right? This is consistent with what he says in John 11:25. If you remember that scripture where he says that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, shall live. Okay? This is consistent with what he's saying here. This is further confirmation of the importance of being in the Word and feeding off the Word of God. All right? Mm-hmm. Just as in John 6:50, where Jesus mentions manna from heaven. He explained that our forefathers, the old patriarchs, the old Israelites, and the fathers from old, they were complaining about manna from heaven. And he explained that they ate of that bread and they were sustained by it, but only for a time. Am I right? They were only sustained for a time, okay? Yeah, it sustained them, but they died. They still died, right? Physical death. But Jesus informs us, so what he's talking about is that he is the living bread. The bread that is so excellent that through it we overcome natural death.
Amen.
That's what we need to understand. You see, Jesus is supernatural.
Supernatural.
Not just natural. That's what we have to understand. We go through the process, but we go through it to everlasting life. And that's the important thing we need to understand. I hope you understand that. That the that manna back in the day sustained the people of Israel for a day or so, for a time, for a few days. But it could not prevent them from dying a natural death and living their lives that way. But Jesus is the bread.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what we need to understand. He is the bread which not only is able to save us now, but fills us up, saturates us, and remains in us and carries us through this natural or temporal life into a life eternal with God. And that's big. That's a big thing, okay? So what we need to understand is that everything we need in order to be sustained throughout our lifetime is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the important thing. There are some people who are going through some things. Some people on this line who are sick and have conquered all kinds of sicknesses, like my sister Mary, who's a wonderful woman of God. And the Bible tells us that the spirit of a man sustains him in sickness.
Yes.
Okay? So we're talking about there's a level that we jump to. We don't stay in the natural. We jump to Jesus Christ. It's like a generator. When the power goes out, you put that thing on and you jump into it and let Jesus empower you. And
yes,
that's the power that we're talking about in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the power to overcome. And that's why he says, I'm the bread from heaven.
Yes.
And it remains in us. Jesus remains in us. So what we need to understand is that everything we need in this life, everything we need in our lifetime to sustain us comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
And why? Because he's our everything. He really is our everything. Now, watch this. Pastor, take us for proof to John 14:6. Now, don't believe me. I'll tell you like the Lord told me when he came to us. He said, don't believe me. He said, but watch and see if everything I tell you doesn't come true. And I had to watch and see. I tried to put God in a corner. I'm telling you, I tried to put him in a corner. I tried to catch God in a lie. I didn't know any better. I said, if this is God speaking to me, I'll know it. I said, I tried to get him to go against the word of God. I tried to find something that didn't make sense.
Yes.
I preached the word of God back to the Lord. And the Lord told me, well, listen to our boy Joel. He's telling us the word of God as if it was amusing. And I could not find an answer. I could not find a reason not to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So I'm telling you, so let's go. Let's go to John 14 and 6 and see what Jesus says about it.
John 14, 6. This is Jesus. And he came to us saying this, and he'll come to you saying, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
All right.
Thank you, Pastor. Jesus.
That's another question I asked him. You know my family. Those of you who are at Spirit of Truth, and my relatives who are watching this, you know I was born and raised in Islam. You know my parents were black Muslims. You know I didn't believe in Jesus. I didn't believe in Jesus from birth to 49 years old. And why is it that when he came to me in the spirit, before I had read a Bible, I asked him, well, if you're God, then why is it that my parents were telling me about Allah and they were telling me to follow Islam? If you're God, and I don't think I waited for an answer. I said, and I know they were good people, as if I was going to say, so don't tell me they weren't good. I said, I know they were good people. My father never drank, he never did this, he never did that. My mother, this is what I was thinking in my mind. I said, so if you're God, then why did my parents, who are good people, raise 13 children, why did they follow you? If you're God, who is this other God? Who is this Allah? You know what he said? He didn't quote John 14, 6 to me, but he did in a way. Because what he said was, son, he said, man makes his own religion. And they follow different religions. He said, but God's will is that every man come through his son, Jesus Christ. And I am Christ. That's what he told me. He said, now read my word from cover to cover. He said, anything you don't understand, I'm going to reveal it to you. And he's been doing that ever since. Now, this scripture right here, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I'm telling you that's true. I'm telling you that's the truth. Somebody out there will probably say, well, why do you say Jesus is all we need, Pastor Joel? Why do you say that Jesus is all we need? He said, how can Jesus be all I need when all I need is a job? Well, I can answer that one too. Simple. Because Jesus is the way to get a job.
Amen.
Jesus is the way to get the right job.
Amen.
Jesus will put you in a job that you need, not a job that you want.
Amen.
You see what I mean? I can answer that question. When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus has the right job for you for the rest of your life. In fact, Jesus has a job that he's got picked out for you. The question is, have you found it yet? And I will wager, well, I'm not a bettor, and I don't want to put you all into gambling, but I'm saying that I believe with all my heart that if we allow Jesus, he will give us the job we need. The problem is most of us don't even know Jesus when we go job hunting. When we first enter our careers or into our college lifestyles and different things, if you have not been versed in the word of God, you're going to go the way you want to go. You're going to try to do things you want. You're going to look for that job that appeals to you. But you see, most people choose their own jobs without ever accessing Jesus. But this is just an example I'm using when I say that why he is the way, the truth, and the life. Most people don't know Jesus. And they didn't know him when they entered the work world. I know I didn't. I didn't know Jesus when I became a police officer. I didn't know Jesus when I started playing football and sports. But when you come to know Jesus, you realize that he truly is the way. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find security for my wife and I. I was trying to find a better way, a way to get through this life. I was trying to find what I needed. But what I needed was Jesus. You
Amen.
See, and people don't know that they need Jesus, but when you have Jesus, you've got total security. You've got total security, occupationally, financially, mentally. He may not give you what you want, but he'll give you what you need.
Hallelujah.
And he'll get you through. That's why he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See, you can't see heaven without seeing Jesus. You can't come to heaven without coming to Jesus. So this is very important. As the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:7, if we don't have him, we'll become anxious. And it tells you to be anxious for nothing, right?
Amen.
Because the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through whom? Through Christ Jesus. That's who he is. Now, do you see how that lines up with what Pastor Annalisa read in John 14:6 about Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life? We can't discount it. I hope you understand that, because the Bible is telling us all that if we want to find the right way to go, then we need to go the way of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Also, if you're tired of being lied to, Jesus will show you truth, won't he? Are you tired of being lied to? Are you tired of watching the news? Mm-hmm. Are you tired of seeing commercials that are feeding lies to you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you tired of seeing people try to make it commonplace for 6'3" men, 6'3", 270-pound men to wear 6-inch women pumps on their heels and shoes and makeup? Are you tired of trying to seeing things, a lie forced down our throats? That's why we need Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see? The word. People are in the wilderness. People don't know any better. People are fractured. We want to be made whole again. That's why we have to feed on the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
And that's very, very important. So he is the way, the truth, and the life. He's also the life. And that's crucial for us to understand, because in these last days, we're seeing millions of lives being snuffed out. Are you seeing them? Are you seeing with this coronavirus? Are you seeing how millions of lives are being snuffed out like insignificant little candles that you just wet your finger and it goes, and you can put out the flame? That's how lives are being extinguished these days. All across the world. You see, what people don't understand is there is life, though, beyond the grave. But you won't know that if we don't know Jesus.
Amen.
So we stand fearful. But when you know Jesus, there is no fear in death, because Jesus has defeated death. That's what the Word of God says. There is life after death. That's right. Just as I alluded to earlier. Friends, whichever way you die, whether by accident, trauma, sickness, old age, whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter. Once you take your last breath, your body ceases to function, and death comes. Death comes. Death will ensue. If you don't get oxygen to your organs, you will die in a matter of seconds and minutes. But your soul, your spirit lives on. That's what you have to understand. Your spirit lives on in eternal life. So understand that after death, you're going to spend eternity forever somewhere.
Somewhere.
Okay? Somewhere. Not purgatory. There is no purgatory. I know some of you are on Zoom. You're in a waiting room. I heard somebody say that they have a waiting room on Zoom. Well, they don't have a waiting room in heaven. There is no purgatory. There is no waiting room, okay? When Jesus logs you off, you're going to log on somewhere, okay? You're going to be in one place or another. You're either going to be in hell, and hell is reserved for the devil and his angels, but also people wind up there as well if they don't know Jesus.
Don't receive him.
You've got to receive him. The other place that you can wind up, of course, is in heaven with God, where there's paradise for all eternity. All right? So, those who have chosen Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So that's a condensed explanation, as short as I can keep it for the time we have allotted. That's a short explanation of John 14:6 and how that works and why Jesus is truly all we need. You see, Jesus is faithful, and he's been faithful ever since the inception of man. Jesus has been faithful. He's been doing behind the scene work long. He came as the angel of the Lord long before he started his ministry in the flesh of man. All right, back in the Old Testament. So, Pastor, do this. Take us to the Word of God. I want to show how Jesus, how faithful he is to us and how we need to feed on him. Take us to Psalm 37:3.
Psalm 37:3 tells us, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. He's given you an opportunity. He's given you a place to be, a place to go, a place to dwell in, and to feed on his faithfulness. Okay? That's what he's saying. He's already made a way for his people. You all know Jeremiah 29:11. You probably know it better than I do, some of you. Okay? He already has a plan for you, a plan to give you a future and a hope. Plans of good and not evil, thoughts of good and not evil. And he says it right here, I want you to dwell in the land that I've given you and feed on my faithfulness. That's important that we understand that. We're his people. Now, some of you that may not know the Lord may say, well, who are his people? Aren't all people his people? Well, let's get to that. What does it tell us in John 1:12? All who believe in Christ are given the right to be called children of God. Amen?
Amen.
So if you don't know Jesus or you didn't know him and you never heard of him and now you see this broadcast and now you do know Jesus and now you start believing in Jesus and now you give your life to Jesus, guess what? You belong to Jesus. Amen. You belong with Jesus. You are now a child of God. Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
You're not counted out. It's not over yet. Okay? So we have to understand that Jesus says to feed on my faithfulness, all whom will come to me. That means all who will accept him as Lord and commit to follow him are given the right
to
be called children of God. Oh, I love that. And you all ought to love it too. Because nowadays you need somebody you can depend on. Huh? Come on now. You need somebody who will tell you the truth.
Amen.
You need somebody who's not going to lie to you and then tell you, I didn't lie. You need somebody who's going to tell you the truth every time. You don't need people saying one thing and then doing another.
Yes.
Not with what's going on now. Okay? When you become a child of God, guess what you do? You receive an inheritance.
Thank you, Lord.
You receive an inheritance from the Father, our Heavenly Father. He's got an inheritance waiting for all those who are his. If you want to put it in by today's language and what's going on today, call it the real stimulus package. Huh? That's a real stimulus package, by the way. See, there's no hidden agendas in what Jesus is going to give to you.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
See, you can't buy it back. He's not going to say you got to pay for this in installments 10 years. That's the real stimulus package. It's through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Got to know that. And it goes not only through this life, but all the way through eternity. All the way through eternity. No hidden clauses written in it.
Thank you, Lord.
No small print. Where are my glasses? Oh, I left them. Okay. No small print where you have to put on the glasses to look at it and say, honey, what they talking about, right?
They're good glasses.
No. Thank you, dear.
You can see.
Yeah, I see. Ooh, wow. Yeah. I better wait a minute. I don't want to get dizzy. But anyway, I'm dizzy enough. Anyways, there's no hidden clauses in what Jesus is offering us. That's what I'm trying to say. No hidden clauses. You see, many people are unaware of the help and the guidance that's offered by God. But God offers you these things. And that's why he says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, you see what's going on now. In the middle of pestilence, in the middle of tornadoes, we're seeing bad conditions and in diverse places. Many people are lost and they don't know the one true God. So sadly, they're putting their hopes into man. And they're putting their hopes in false gods. And false promises. fake governments and fake cures when the cure is in Jesus, when the answer is in Jesus, when we need to feed on, we don't need to feed on fakeness.
Fakeness.
We need to feed on faithfulness.
Yes.
And that's why the Lord gave me this word, that we need to be feeding on faithfulness, and that faithfulness is found in God. And that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's where the faithfulness lies. And we need to be feeding on that faithfulness. I hope you all understand this. Now, as I begin to close out this sermon, I mentioned to you all that there were a couple of different standpoints in relation to the concept of food. One is obvious, that Jesus is the food that we need, okay? Mm-hmm. He's the bread of life, as he says in John 6:35. He is also the living water. You guys probably know about that from John chapter 4, verses 10 to 14. Talks about Jesus being the living water and how if you drink of him, you'll never thirst. So in other words, he's all we need. He's there for us. He's knocking at the door of our hearts, as he says in Revelation 3:20. He says, I'm knocking at the door of your heart. He tells us those things, right? In other words, Jesus is faithful. He's faithful. And we need to feed on that faithfulness. He's laid it all out for us. Now, the other standpoint is that we know that Jesus is faithful to provide. But are we faithful enough to receive? Jesus will provide for you, but are you willing to receive what he's going to provide? Do you trust him enough? Do you have faith in Jesus, enough faith to receive what he has to offer? I'm going to ask Pastor to read one more scripture for us, and then I will close out. Read Hebrews 6 and 11, 6, and tell us what this says, Pastor, please.
Hebrews 11, 6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. Mm-hmm. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. There it is, saints. There you have it. Friends, God is faithful. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You see, God is faithful, and he's generous to all who will come to him. But it's up to us. That's what he's saying. It's us. It behooves us to come to him. But it seems that the whole world has been skipping meals, so to speak. We've been skipping meals and we've been eating where we want to eat and we've been eating what we want to eat. And God is saying it's time to begin eating right. Thank you, dear. It's time to start eating right. It's time to become strengthened. Time to stop consuming the spiritual fast food of a dying world. All right? It's time to start eating what God is serving up. It's time to truly come to God's table and begin to feed on his faithfulness while there's still time. Amen?
Amen. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. Walk with us through the Bible Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for another powerful message with Pastor Joel. Until next time.